Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Talk O Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with MU Nutrition. Today, I thought we could talk a little bit about something that screams fall for a lot of people. So this is such a gorgeous time of year, changing weather, changing colors, and loads of community and family gatherings. So between Halloween, Thanksgiving, and everything else we have going on this time of year, food often becomes a focal point of the season. And no food says fall like pumpkin. So I thought today we could focus a little bit on the nutritional benefits of pumpkin, how you can use it, what types of recipes it can go into, and maybe give you some new ideas for getting this powerfully nutritious food into your diet in a fun and new way. So there are hundreds of different varieties of pumpkins, gourds, squash, everything that fits within this category. And the word pumpkin, for a lot of people, brings to mind things like pie is probably the most common one, maybe a latte. Maybe for a lot of people, they don't even think about food. We think more about jack-o'-lanterns and decorating and all of that wonderful stuff too. But pumpkins really are loaded with nutrition and can be used for so many different things. So when we talk about the pumpkin, we have a couple different elements of the pumpkin that we can use. We've got the flesh of the pumpkin, but we also have pumpkin seeds, and each one comes with its own unique benefits. So pumpkin itself, that really deep, rich orange color, is loaded with those antioxidants that we talk about almost every week. So beta carotene is one of the big ones, but it's loaded with a variety of anti-inflammatory components. Also vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin C. It's rich in potassium, manganese, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and most of our B vitamins like niacin and folate, B6, thiamine, riboflavin, on top of being a great source of fiber. So vitamins, minerals, fiber, all of that wonderful stuff loaded into the flesh of the pumpkin. And then if we have the pumpkin seeds as well, we get even more fiber. And then we get to add in protein, polyunsaturated fats, vitamin K, and more of those other minerals and vitamins that we talked about with pumpkin itself. So all of those things together create a pretty nutritionally rounded food, in that we're getting fiber, we're getting fat, and we're getting protein if we include the seeds in there. So that's what we talk about at a meal or a snack, right, is getting those three components anytime we can. So if you want to try making pumpkin or making something with pumpkin, any pumpkin can technically be eaten. Now, best options for eating would be smaller pumpkins, like in the range of 3 to 6-ish pounds. Sometimes they will come with names like sugar pie or baby Pam pumpkins or New England pie pumpkins are some of the best ones for eating. Once we get bigger pumpkins, the ones that we think of as being really good jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, they're going to be less sweet. They're going to be a little bit stringier. They don't work as well for making some of the recipes we'll talk about today, but you could certainly still use them pureed in soups or in like a pumpkin bread or something like that. Now, super important to note that we don't want to eat a pumpkin that's already been carved and put on display. That's not what we're looking for. We want fresh, intact pumpkins if we're going to eat them. You can eat the seeds from any pumpkin. So if you do make a big jack-o'-lantern, it comes with all of those seeds. You can soak it, get all of the flesh off of it, and then we'll talk about some different ways that you can roast those seeds. So if you're not feeling quite that ambitious, you don't want to go out and pick a pumpkin, cut it up, get all the flesh out, peel it, all of that kind of stuff, you can also just buy canned pumpkin puree. Now, important to look at the can and make sure that it is truly just pumpkin puree that you're getting and not pumpkin pie filling, which is going to come with the seasoning and all of that kind of stuff. But just canned pumpkin puree is a great way to simplify a lot of the recipes that we'll talk about today. So again, like I mentioned, pumpkin pie is usually the first thing that comes to mind for people, but there's a lot of ways that we can take the whole theory of pumpkin pie and make it a lot more nutritious. So one that we've talked about before, pumpkin pie chia pudding, is a great option. So remember, the base of chia pudding is just 1/4 cup of chia seeds to 1 cup of dairy alternative, or milk, and you put those in the fridge overnight. Now you can add pumpkin into that. So like a half a cup of pumpkin into that mix with a little bit of pumpkin pie spice, maybe a little bit of pure maple syrup, a little bit of salt if you want to, and you've got your whole recipe that you made right there. And it's ready for you in the morning. So you can have that as breakfast. You can have it as a dessert, as a snack midday. You can do the same thing with oatmeal, mixing in some pureed pumpkin into your oatmeal and adding cinnamon, nutmeg, pumpkin pie spice, anything like that. There's also a great recipe for pumpkin pie dip. Now, the nice thing about a pumpkin pie dip is instead of coming with some of the extra things that pumpkin pie comes with, like crust, for example, if you're somebody who's avoiding grain or trying to do something that's just got a little bit more nutrition, a pumpkin pie dip can be eaten with like Granny Smith apples or any kind of apple. So it can really capitalize on all the great produce we have this time of year. Something that you maybe haven't thought of before would be pumpkin smoothies. So when we've talked about building smoothies in the past, we talk about trying to get a vegetable in there, and pumpkin is truly a great way to sneak it in. So you can puree that with pecans or walnuts or something like that to get a little bit more texture. You can certainly still add some fruit into it. Pumpkin and squash tend to pair really well with some of our tropical fruits, but you can absolutely play around with it and see if you find a combination that you like. Throw some apples in there with it. Those two always go well together. There's dozens of recipes online. I'll put some on my website, which we'll talk about in a moment here, but you can Google any of those. The big thing, if you're doing any of those sweeter recipes, is looking for one if it has a sweetener in it that has a whole food sweetener, like maple syrup or honey, rather than just adding sugar or brown sugar or anything like that into it. So pure maple syrup and honey, a little bit, goes a long way and gives us some nutrition benefit. Now, if you're looking for something a little bit more savory, you could always consider something like pumpkin soup. So we've heard a lot of people have tried butternut squash soups, or acorn squash soups, but you can do the same thing with pumpkin. Again, dozens of recipes online, but I'll put a couple on my website for you too. And then pumpkin as a sauce for pasta. So even a pumpkin pie or a pumpkin mac and cheese, where we're getting those extra veggies in while enhancing the flavor of a food that most of us love and a nice warm comfort food for winter. If you're not a huge fan of pumpkin, or you'd want to try using just the pumpkin seeds that you get when you carve that jack-o'-lantern, you can roast pumpkin seeds with any seasoning you like. Curry, chili powder, paprika, garlic powder. You can even simply do olive oil with salt and pepper. So it doesn't have to be a complicated recipe that you find. Again, if you find a recipe with sweetener, aim for those whole food sweeteners like pure maple syrup or honey. When you eat the pumpkin seed, a lot of people ask questions about whether they should eat it with or without the shell. You can eat it either way. Some people find the shell a little bit too rough and too fibrous and they don't enjoy it. But again, it adds fiber. So you get the most nutrition out of those pumpkin seeds if you eat it with the shell, but either way is just fine. If you don't want to just eat a handful of pumpkin seeds, you can add pumpkin seeds into soup, into oatmeals, into salads, or make a trail mix that has something like pumpkin seeds, dark chocolate, all of those wonderful fall flavors that most of us enjoy. So like I mentioned, I'll throw a few of those recipes on my website, a little booklet of pumpkin recipes that I enjoy and that patients I've worked with in the past have enjoyed. And you can find that at IMU Nutrition. That's imunutrition.com. And I'll link to it on my Facebook page, which is IMU Nutrition. If you have any questions or any topics that you want us to talk about in the future, feel free to reach out to me on either Facebook or my site, or give a call to the radio station. Thanks again for listening to another Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you next week.